So we focused a lot of attention on Durban, but other areas close by, like Amanzimtoti, are also affected by A, the sewage problems, and some other issues as well, including uncertain and disrupted electricity supply. That area too is a crucial part of what ought to be KZN's Christmas tourism dividend. But how are they doing and what are the people working there saying? Nhlanhla Mabaso has been touring the area and joins us now on 702 Drive. Nhlanhla, welcome. Amanzimtoti, who did you speak to and what did they say? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John. Well, I spoke to business people. And I visited the Amanzimtoti Golf Club in the south of Durban. There I spoke with Jalise Holmes. So she's running a kitchen, some sort of a restaurant at the golf club, John. Now, I must say, John, that the golf club is just exactly a kilometer away from the beachfront there at Amanzimtoti. So they've been raising concern about the sewage system that broke during the flood, John. But what seems to be also another problem is that when they were supposed to fix it, and that is the municipality, after the golf club had reported that we have a sewage flowing into our parking, and this is now affecting our customers as they cannot park their cars, not even sit to eat because of the stench that, of that smell coming from that sewage drain that's broken outside, John. They say the municipality came, this was in May, John, and they came 2 days later to fix it, but there continues to be vandalism at the pump station. So when the municipality fixes, someone would come vandalize, and then after again, then there would be another problem to say they can't actually fix those drainage. But till this stage, John, since May, they've been experiencing that stench. I visited the place myself, John, when I found only a few people. Some of them were buying and leaving. She said to me, these are people that used to actually sit and enjoy their food here. You can only, John, imagine that, the sea breeze when you're sitting exactly a kilometer away from. But now that's been affected by the stench there because they can't even enjoy that sea breeze. But the only thing is that smell coming out of that drain system that has been abandoned or left unattended since May, John.
So what are your, you spoke, as you said, to Giselle Holtz. I mean, what is her perspective on the upcoming December festive season? Is that a time when she expects to get additional business, or is her business mainly based on the regular customers who come there to, who live in the area and come there to play golf?
Much as it's based on the regular customers, John, during December festive season, she says, especially after devastations from COVID-19, she was expecting a few events and functions to take place at a kitchen or restaurant and the golf club itself. Also, they say that the golf club usually gets booked, John, by companies who want to host annual functions, which is something they've done before. But this time around, she says, some ladies from the area came from neighboring companies to speak with her to say they'd like to host something there for their annual function. But she says when she called them a week later just to check, because they've last spoken a week ago, she says they've responded and said, well, because of the stage there, we will no longer be hosting our event there. And she says some of those who've held their events have not called her this year. So it might be an issue of maybe they've heard from others about this thing, but I think it's an issue that's very known in the area, John, as you would know, that these are people who support her as a local business, but also these are people who are used to holding these events there.
Yeah.
But due to what's happening now, this will no longer be happening. She raised concerns around that, John, saying this now has taken a business, and of course, continue calling on the city to, help her in this regard. But also, John, I must say, there are some beaches in Durban that you look at while the city has announced that they are conducive and ready to accept people. But there are some, like Umhlanga Beach, where you see there's visibly, waste water still running into the sea. That tells you, one, people cannot swim there. In fact, a political party in Durban, the DA, to be exact, in the Ethekwini municipality, had challenged Ethekwini Mayor Mxolisi Kaunda to say, just like you did in the North Beach and took a swim, we are challenging you to do it at Umhlanga. The mayor never pitched. So tomorrow, the DA will be holding a picket outside the city hall demanding Mayor Mxolisi Kaunda to resign. Because there are some businesses, like I visited today, John, that still cannot continue with business because of the sewage affecting them. they cannot continue because of the stands chasing away customers. Because you can also imagine, as a business owner, John, you would want to also consider the health of the people who are supporting your business.
Thanks very much. And Nhlanhla Mabaso, the perspective on the ground as to what's happening in Durban and in communities to the north and the south. It's becoming increasingly difficult, I think, to get a really clear picture as to what's happening on the beaches, because on the one hand, official announcements are quite bullish and buoyant, and tourism authorities are saying, come to Durban. But I have to say, every time we send someone out, or they go out like Nhlanhla did, to take a closer look, the picture is not a good one. Do you live in Durban? Are you listening in Durban? Have you been to the beachfront? I know that most of our listeners are in Gauteng, but a lot of you are streaming or using the 702 app and following what we cover that way. So anyone in that Durban beachfront area who's been around there, please do give us a call. And simple question, when you walk along the beachfront, what do you see? 011-883-0702-072-1702. It's 22 minutes past 3.